My dear wife, you will no doubt be much surprised at receiving a letter from me dated at this place. Buffalo, State of New York, October 19th, 1813. I have been here for 5 days. I was detached by Colonel Owings on the 3rd of the month to go from Detroit, where I then was to put in by Bay Harbor, which is in an island on this lake, to bring from thence the baggage of the regiment to Detroit. After having the baggage loaded on board the vessel, we set sail on the 9th for Detroit. But before we reached the mouth of the river, we were overtaken by a violent storm, which is a very short time tore to pieces the sail of the vessel and left her almost unmanageable. She began to fill with water very fast. When to lighten her, we were constrained to throw overboard great parts of the baggage with which she was loaded. And even then it was with the utmost difficulty we could prevent her going to the bottom. The deck was frequently 2 feet under water. In this situation we were driven for 3 days by the fury of the wind and waves. When we were driven ashore at this place, which is at the lowest extremity of the lake and nearly 300 miles from Detroit, where my regiment lies, I have sent an express to General Harrison informing him of our situation, and expect that another vessel will be shortly sent after the baggage which we saved from this, which is so much injured by the storm that it will not be ready to sail this fall. It would be a vain attempt for me to describe the dreadful situation which we were enduring the storm. I should not attempt it, and have only to return thanks to the Almighty for his mercy in preserving me from a death which I thought inevitable. I should immediately upon getting here have written to you, but was hindered from doing it by understanding that the posts from this place had been stopped. It is now recommended. I wrote a short letter to Asa K. Lewis, which I sunk by a gentleman who said he would put it in the post office at Erie. I hope he may get it. I will write to both you and him by the next post. I am all anxiety, my dear girl, to hear from you. I am afraid that before you receive this, you will have heard of the loss of the vessel and may think me no more. I hope not, for I know how such intelligence would affect her, whom all of human beings I would wish always happy and never to experience the least shadow of sorrow. Indeed, my love, the thoughts that you may possibly hear that I was lost with the vessel afflicts me extremely, and I would give words to prevent your hearing so. That you may always happy in my first prayer, and I hope that Providence may crown with success my endeavors to render you so. I am most truly yours, Resin H. Gist. I will write to you next week, most certainly.